Welcome to Season 5 of the Self-Care 101 podcast, hosted by life coach Pooja K. McClymont. This season is about getting to know yourself better so that you can experience life on a whole new level. Thank you so much for listening today. A common mistake that I see in my practice with clients who work on manifesting is that they focus too much on how they're going to achieve what they want. Now, as high achievers, it's normal for us to want to figure out how to do something, but it won't help if you're trying to manifest. I'm going to help you to be a master manifester by detaching from the outcome, cultivating positive thinking, spotting your own red flags, and I'm going to share a secret tool that I give to my clients to help them level up their manifesting magic. And let's get to it. The main problem that I see with my clients who are trying to manifest what they want is that they are way too focused on how they'll achieve it. Now, this is a big mistake. Huge. Note the Gen X film reference there. Because if you hold on too tight to the outcome, what ends up happening is that you completely suffocate it, and then the universe can't see what you're asking for. So be cool, set the intention, do the work, but then let it go. Okay, let's break that down a little. If you're a high achiever, you tend to go after your goals quite strategically, and I'm going to say that you probably achieve most of them. But if you're trying to manifest, the key to manifesting is to not actually hold on to how you're going to achieve it. You have to create some space to allow the opportunities that are meant for you to flow in. Now, what we tend to do, yes, I'm a type A high achiever too. What we tend to do is think about how it's going to happen. You set the intention for what you want. You focus on your high vibes in your thoughts. You do whatever technique works for you. And then you have to let that goal just fly away. Now, there's a huge part in this that requires you to trust yourself. Now, if you don't spend enough time by yourself, either meditating, contemplating, journaling, you will struggle to trust yourself. And then you won't know if an actual opportunity has just presented itself or whether you should just dismiss it. Now, you need to be able to tap into your intuition. And the best way to do that is to spend quiet time with yourself, hearing your thoughts and reaching from that innate gut instinct. I know it might sound hard to do, but if you can't tap into your intuition, it's going to be so much harder for you to see the signs that will essentially lead you to realizing how the thing you want is going to be manifested. You really have to be open to letting go and just trusting yourself to see the signs and that what is meant for you will come to you. I see a lot of videos sharing affirmation tunes and statements, but if you don't believe in yourself and if you don't let go of the outcome, well, there will be no manifestation for you. And trust me on this, I've been around a while, right? The Greys will tell you. Manifesting does work, but most of us get it wrong because we can't let go. So how can you detach from the outcome? Well, you first have to believe that you can have what you're trying to manifest, and that requires you to imagine it. What would it feel like to achieve the thing? Who would get to enjoy it with you? What's going to happen to you as a result of achieving your manifestation? You have to fully embody the outcome to believe in it. Then to detach, you have to trust yourself that you'll see the signs, that whenever something works out for you, it's for your higher good and will probably be creating space for your manifestation. Equally, if something doesn't work out for you, it's also probably for your higher good and what you're manifesting. Taking this approach and adopting this type of thinking is going to allow you to cultivate positive thinking. So what does cultivating positive thinking actually mean in the context of manifesting? Well, firstly, it's impossible to be positive all the time. You can't. But what you can do is change the way you respond to events that happen in your life. So an example, if you got an email that annoyed you, right, rather than quietly swearing at the person who sent it to you under your breath, you could respond less emotionally and more practically. So you step back. You think compassionately about that person and then focus on the outcome that you want from this email. Because when you change the way you respond, you're able to detach yourself from the feelings associated with the annoying email and instead redirect that energy towards a more positive response. Reframing events in your life this way is going to help your thoughts be in a more positive state when you're facing adversities. Even just saying to yourself, this is for my higher good, this is for my higher good, the universe has a plan, whatever it takes, just get your vibe high again. Same with if you were at the supermarket and they didn't have your usual milk. Don't stress it. Reframe the inconvenience as an opportunity to try something new instead. This way you stay in high vibe and positive thinking. Now this kind of leads me to the third hindrance of manifesting, and that is spotting your own red flags. What are you doing to get in your own way? It's actually easier to answer this question using a list of what you need to be doing, because your red flags are going to be individual to you and you need to be aware of them so that you can actually address them head on. So in order to manifest what you want, you need to, one, be clear about what you want. You've got to be specific. The universe cannot deliver wishy-washy requests. Two, believe that you can have it. Meditating, journaling, quiet contemplation is all going to help you to achieve this. Three, trust yourself to see the signs that come your way, because they will come thick and fast if you are clear about what you want and believe that you can have it. Four, pop it on a vision board and just let it go. Trust that it's already yours. It's just finding its way to you. Five, talk about it. Now, some people say that you shouldn't, but in my own personal experience, the more you talk about the thing that you want to manifest, the more likely it is to actually show up. So keep talking about it. And six, kind of leading on from what I've just talked about with responding, you need to cultivate a positive reaction to adverse life events and situations. Now, that doesn't mean that you dismiss them. It doesn't make you weak. It just helps you to come back to your own center of grounding, to know that you have a higher purpose to achieve. And essentially what this does is that over time, it's going to help you stay in a high vibration, which is what the universe responds to and just loves from you. And finally, the bonus tip or technique, act it out. Actually act it out. When you're at home once a month, once a week, pretend that you've already got the thing that you're trying to manifest. It doesn't matter if it's a person or a thing. Just pretend that it is already yours and role play your manifestation. Now, the more you can do this, the quicker you'll see the results that you want. I mean, it's how I landed my first home that I bought myself, how I landed my fit husband, and how I got the ring and the child, plus other bits and bobs that I wanted in my life. And I still manifest and I still receive. So trust me, this one is my secret one, but I promise you it really, really works. Ultimately, focusing on how you'll achieve your manifestations is why your particular manifestation technique isn't working for you. So use the tip to level up your high vibe and to trust that what you're working on manifesting will be yours.
Take a moment now to consider the lessons in this episode. Close your eyes and relax. Allow any thoughts to come to you and observe them without judgment. If nothing comes to you, that's okay. The reflections can appear over the coming days. Journal when you can and use anything that comes up for you as the next steps in your journey of being in your extraordinary life. Enjoy this moment for yourself to soak in today's conversation, to dream, to accept yourself, and to feel powerful. you for listening to the Self-Care 101 podcast. If you love the show, I'd be so grateful if you would leave a review on Apple Podcasts or a rating over on Spotify. For some weekly wisdom, you can sign up for my Frankly Unstoppable email edit at the link in the show notes and learn more about my work at pujamclimont.com. Talk soon.